Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of a bomb blast which killed 29 people and two unborn children in the town of Omagh in Northern Ireland. A memorial service will be held in the town to remember the victims of the attack. The Real IRA blast was the worst single atrocity of the North's troubles. Bishop of Derry in Northern Ireland, Seamus Haggerty, told us that tomorrow will mark an emotional milestone for the people of the town.
As someone who was very much a part of the original tragedy 10 years ago, I recall very clearly I was there on site within a few hours of the explosion and was there with the people in the hospital and with the relatives who were looking for their loved ones because, understandably, there was a great mayhem and a confusion because people did not know whether their missing relatives were alive or dead. And subsequently, my auxiliary bishop and myself, and indeed my predecessor, we spent the subsequent days conducting funerals of victims. And that was certainly one of the most tragic and distressing experiences I had pastorally. 10 years on, yes, much has happened. In the meantime, the families did adjust remarkably well. Clearly, they are still hurting. They still have very fond memories of their departed relatives. And they clearly are marking this event 10 years on as a milestone in their grieving process.